Hi, I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Years ago, when we first started this ministry, we found ourselves in $26,000 worth of debt. The reason why we got so deep into trouble was because we were sending free copies of my first book, The Captivity Series, to inmates all around the world. And suddenly the book exploded in popularity overnight. We had piles of requests coming in from chaplains and inmates all around the globe. And in order to keep up with the demand, we made the mistake of using our credit cards to pay for printing the books along with the shipping supplies and the postage. We were praying, believing, decreeing for the financial increase to come in, but it was like there was something blocking our way. We just couldn't figure out what it was. I'll never forget the day God showed me that I had an ancient wound in my soul connected to money that was preventing the flow of provisions into the ministry. Now, when I said the prayers that I'm going to lead you through later on in the program, I received a huge check within just a few days that completely wiped out our debt. Maybe you've had some blocks or crises in your finances that you haven't been able to get through, no matter how much you've tithed, fasted, or prayed. If that's the case, stay tuned, because I'm about to show you what to do about it so you can receive your increase. So we're gonna look at a story in the Bible that proves that what I'm saying is true, that we are born with stuff, and that stuff can make us literally do things we don't wanna do with our money. And it can also provide a legal landing strip for very powerful ancient demonic spirits, okay? We're gonna look at the story of King Hezekiah and the Assyrian siege against Jerusalem. You know, that story is told in three different places in the Bible. When the Bible repeats a story that often, you really need to pay attention because God is telling you something through that story. It's just like when Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." And that makes you go, whoop, better listen to this one. Amen? So in this story, it's about King Hezekiah, who was a really good king. He was awesome. When he came into power, he cleansed Jerusalem of all the idolatry. It was a money thing. That was in the city and in the temple. He was an amazing man of God. He reinstituted the Passover practice that hadn't been celebrated for many, many generations. And he had many awesome miracles in his reign and during his life, including the one we're about to talk about now. He had a miracle where the Assyrians were coming and besieging Jerusalem, surrounding it completely. There was 185,000 ruthless, brutal Assyrian soldiers surrounding Jerusalem, threatening to put Jerusalem in such famine that the people would be forced to drink their own urine and eat their own dung in order to survive. And then once they finally gave up, Assyria was threatening to take all the people into captivity away from their own land in the promised land. But God did a supernatural miracle. Like overnight, he came and he swept through and he killed 185,000 Assyrians while they slept in their tent. Yes, and we're going to find out why that happened. Something happened. Hezekiah had a wound in his soul that was allowing the attack. And when he got healed, he got a miracle. So let's look at this story. When this horrible army, the Assyrians, came to surround Jerusalem, what was that siege all about? What started it? It was all about money. It was all about money. See, at that time in history, Assyria was one of the most powerful nations in the world. Okay, and the king of Assyria, Sennacherib, and his troops were sweeping through the ancient world, and as they would go, they would extort every civilization they came across of all their money. And then they would take their people into captivity. Now, in Isaiah 10, it's a great chapter in the Bible, and it's really the entire chapter is about Assyria. And in this chapter, it actually quotes the Assyrian king as saying this about himself. And what he's saying is what his motivation was for going through the nations of the world. He says, "By my strength of hand I've done it, by my wisdom, for I am prudent. I have removed the boundaries of the people, and I have robbed their treasuries. My hand has found like a nest the riches of the people." Then he goes on to say that as he gathered those riches, no one lifted up a hand to stop him. See, it was all about money for him. They just went through from one nation to the next, to the next. This is a historical fact. And they just robbed the nations of the treasures, took all the people's nest eggs, took all the riches of the populations of those civilizations. It was all about money. The attack on Jerusalem was all about money. He wanted Hezekiah to give him a payoff, and Hezekiah had at first refused, but then finally submitted to him. But this attack on Jerusalem actually started the open door that allowed it to happen, actually took place in Hezekiah's father's generation. King Ahaz was Hezekiah's father. He was an evil king. He was an idolater. He filled Jerusalem with idols. He was such a bad idolater that he actually sacrificed one of his sons into the fire to the worship of the god Molech. He was a horrible king. He was a corrupt king. And he ended up making an unholy alliance with the king of Assyria, which opened the door for this whole problem to happen with Hezekiah a generation later. What happened was, is Ahaz was at war with another king, and he wanted to win that war. So he decided to gather together a massive monetary bribe to give to the king of Assyria, so the king of Assyria would help him win the war against this other king. Now, guess where he got the money from to pay off this evil king? Let's read it, what it says. 2 Chronicles 28. It says, Ahaz took part of the treasuries from the house of the Lord and the house of the king and from the leaders, and gave it to the king of Assyria, but the king of Assyria helped him not. He got burned. So check it out. How did he get the money for the payoff? He went in and he robbed the temple, the holy sanctuary of God. What does Malachi 3 say about that? When you don't bring in your whole tithes and offerings into the storehouse, you are cursed with a curse. He went into the storehouse and he ripped off all the tithes and offerings that all the people had brought into the storehouse. He robbed the temple, which means he was cursed with a curse. He ripped off the temple. He robbed it. That sin wounded his soul, and he was cursed with a curse. What are curses? They're generational, aren't they? So it gets passed down to who? His son. He passed that down to the soul of his son. The curse manifested by the Assyrian king coming during Hezekiah's reign, and he came to Hezekiah and said, look, I want you to pay me some money. I want you to pay me the same monetary gift that your father did. And Hezekiah refused, the Bible said. And when he refused, then what happened was the Assyrian king got angry, and he began to bring his troops up, and they began to besiege all the fenced cities outside Jerusalem on their way to attack Jerusalem. Now, as they're coming up, Hezekiah gets scared, and this is what happens. At first, he refused him, but now he becomes afraid, and he sends a messenger to the king of Assyria. And in 2 Kings 18, it says this, look, this was the message. I've done wrong. Turn away from me. Whatever you impose on me, I will pay. See, it's all about money. And the king of Assyria assessed Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. Right. Wow. So remember, Hezekiah first said, no, I'm not going to pay you. Then he gets frightened, and he says, okay. Whatever you want me to pay you, I'll pay you. Okay, what do you want me to pay you? All right? And he gets imposed this big fine. Where does he get it? Where does he get all that money? That's a big, big load of cash. Where does he get it? Listen, he does the exact same thing his father did, even though he doesn't want to. It says, so Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord. Everybody say, the house of the Lord. And in the treasuries of the king's house. He even went and he stripped the gold from the doors of the temple of the Lord and from the pillars which Hezekiah, king of Judah, overlaid and gave it to the king of Assyria. That's like, you know, history repeats itself. That's the exact same thing his father did. He went and he robbed the temple. That's exactly what his father did. Now, I don't think Hezekiah wanted to do that. He's a good king. He didn't want to do that. What's making him do that? Why does he stoop that low and take that much of a chance to rob the temple of its treasuries? Because, see, it was in his soul. It was in his soul. He was born with that wound that his father got when he robbed the temple, and he ends up doing the exact same thing his dad does. Right now, you're doing the exact same thing as some of your ancestors did with your money. What's in your soul that you were born with is controlling you. Paul said in Romans 8, I do the thing I don't want to do because the sin nature fixed and operating in my soul. Did you hear what I said? How many of you recognize that? That you're doing stuff with your money. You don't even want to do it. But it's like you almost feel like you have no other choice. Or you're driven to do it. You can't see any other options. You know what? You can't see any other options when you're blinded by what's in your soul that's controlling you.
When you give a donation to receive a product like Drenched in the Spirit, you are blessing prison inmates by enabling us to send them my book, The Captivity Series. We have received thousands of testimonies about how inmates were totally transformed after reading this study. To date, we've given away over 300,000 free copies. With your help, we can do even more.
Drenched in the Spirit is a collection of Katie's four favorite soaking albums. With your gift of $35 or more, Katie will send you Drenched in the Spirit four-disc set. And know that part of every gift goes towards providing books for prisoners in desperate need of hope and healing. Go online to katiesouza.com and click on the store tab to order today.
Are you dealing with financial difficulties, suffering from a physical disorder, or going through the breakup of a relationship? If there's any area in your life that needs healing, then Drenched in the Spirit is for you. I put my top four most powerful soul-soaking discs together in this one set, and they have the power to address every issue you're facing. So no matter what you're battling, no matter how difficult it seems, these discs will cause you to get your breakthrough.
Drenched in the Spirit will bring healing to your wounded soul. Listen to Katie decree the word of God over you set to beautiful background music. Drenched in the Spirit can be yours with a gift of $35 or more. Soak to this collection and get your soul healed today. Go online now with your gift at katiesouza.com.
Let's go back to the story of Hezekiah. See, the Bible says in Isaiah 38 that in those days, meaning the days of the siege, Hezekiah got sick. It's like, wow, as if he didn't have enough problems as it was. He also developed a physical illness. You're going to find that if you're having issues with your money, many of you will also simultaneously be having issues in the physical realm, like a disease, a disorder, or a sickness. How many of you already have that? Okay, think about it. What does the Bible say? 3 John 1, you will prosper and be in health. That's your money and your health, your physical health. What? Even as your soul prospers. The three are connected. You see, a lot of times there's a wound in your soul that's not only allowing a problem or an issue with your finances and a demonic attack to be on your finances, but it's the same wound is contributing to a physical sickness that you may have. So you'll find as you go after these ancient wounds that you were born with, that you're gonna get a breakthrough in your money and in your body at the same time because the two are connected. You're gonna have miracles in the financial realm and miracles in your physical body. Do you receive it? It's true. It's true. It's no coincidence that Hezekiah had both issues going on at the same time. It said in those days, the days of the siege, he had become sick. Sick unto death, it said. Sick unto death. But when he was healed and God gave him 15 more years of life, simultaneously, he won the battle against this Assyrian attack against their finances in Jerusalem. Why? Because the two were connected. I believe it was something, it was that wound in his soul that he got, that he was born with from his father that was contributing to both issues. Now, how do I know that for sure? Because listen to the statement Hezekiah says right after he gets healed and right after he has the victory over Assyria. He says this, listen. You, God, have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption. You have cast my sins behind your back. Did you hear what he said? That's what he says after he got healed and after he won the battle. He goes, that you, God, have lovingly delivered my soul from the pit of corruption and cast my sins behind it. He doesn't say, thanks for healing me and my body. Thanks for winning Assyria. No, he gets right to the root of what the problem was on both the Assyrian attack and his physical issue that almost killed him. You, God, have delivered my soul. He knew, somehow by the power of the Spirit, he knew that these issues were connected to this. That what he had going on in here was causing the physical sickness. And what he had going on in here was causing this attack against the finances of Jerusalem and against the very lives of the people. Amen? All right, let me prove it to you more. Ready? Do you remember that during this story, Isaiah the prophet comes and gives him a word. Let's listen to what that word was and what the sign was that God said would accompany it. Okay, ready? Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I've heard thy prayer, I've seen thy tears, behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. So there's the physical healing that God's promising him. Then he says, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city. There's the breakthrough against this attack, this monetary attack, right? Then he says this. Now listen. And this shall be the sign unto thee from the Lord, and that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. Behold, I will bring the shadow on the sundial, which has gone down with the sun, on the sundial of Ahaz, 10 degrees backwards. So the sun turned 10 degrees backwards on the dial, which it had gone down. Okay, so God promises Hezekiah, look, I'm going to heal your physical body, give you 15 more years of life, and I'm going to win this battle for you. And here's the sign I'm going to do it. I'm going to make the sun go backwards on the sundial of Ahaz. What does that mean? Well, when the sun goes backwards, it means what? Time is going backwards, right? So God was saying, this is how I'm going to win this battle. I'm going to make time go back. Back to what? Back to what? We said, I'm going to make it go back on the sundial of Ahaz. Why? Why did he make it go back on the sundial of Ahaz? I mean, there was a lot of sundials in Jerusalem in that day. That's how they told time. But Ahaz had built a sundial when he was alive. Why did God pick that specific sundial to go back on, to go back in time on? Because he was going back to the time that Ahaz did that sin by robbing the temple and got cursed with a curse, passed that wound down to his son. And that's what was going to heal Hezekiah. God going back in time to where the sin wounded his father's soul in the first place. Now look, I know it's about that. I'll prove to you that God was going back in time to the time that he robbed the temple of all the tithes and the offerings that came in. That Ahaz, when he robbed the temple of all the tithes and the offerings. You know how I know? Because it said God sent the sunlight back on the sundial of Ahaz 10 degrees. 10 degrees. Why 10? Why not 5? Why not 7? Why 10? You know why? Because of what the word 10 means. God's always specific about everything. The word 10 means the number 10, but it also means this, to give a tithe. Oh, God went back in time, man, to the time that he robbed the temple of the tithe. And that sin wounded Ahaz's soul. That wound got passed down to Hezekiah and made that curse be able to land on Hezekiah. But God went back and he wiped it out. That's what God's going to do for you. He's going to go back on your sundial of Grandpa Joe, your sundial of great-great-grandma Eunice, your sundial of your great-great-great-great-great-great-great. And he's going to heal you. God gave me his word today. He said the ancient tombs are going to burn. Amen.
I was telling Katie, and she said, have you had financial problems? And literally, like this weekend, $4 to my name. So she said, well, that was the snake that was hindering your finances, and you are gonna get blessed now.
Come on, amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's awesome.
God told me to sow into her last night. You had on pink last night, correct? And then today he said, go give that money I told you to give. Sow into this woman's life and tell her this is God.
Woo! See, you got it even last night, girl. Come on. Yes, see? Thank you, Jesus. Woo! All right. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Look at that. I guess that snake is gone. Come on. Thank you, God. We just command it to multiply even more. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Pray together right now. Just say, Lord Jesus, go back in time on my sundial of Ahaz. Go to that place in my bloodline where sins connected to money were committed by myself and my ancestors. Release the power of your cross in that place and wipe out those sins. I repent for my ancestors all the way back to Adam. Nothing can stop your blood. The power of your cross is retroactive and can go back throughout time to every place those sins were committed. I decree my bloodline is being completely cleansed now of all financial sin in Jesus' name. Okay, keep praying with me. Say, now I speak to my soul. I say, soul, be healed of every wound you were born with. I decree that the resurrection dunamis power that's already in my spirit man is now flowing into my soul to heal every ancient wound connected to my finances. Dunamis means excellent of soul, and that is what I'm becoming. I'm praying like David prayed. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Heal me of every wound I was born with by the power of your name and your dunamis power. I am excellent of soul. Okay, now just stand there and receive this while I break that curse off you. Ready? I decree Jesus became a curse for you, so you have the total right to be free from every curse because of his work on the cross. I command every financial and every physical curse to be broken off of you in the name of Jesus. I decree that you will prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And I command every ancient spirit to come off of you now, off of your body and off of your finances in Jesus' name. Satan, loose them now. I break the assignment of poverty and lack off your finances in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
When you give a donation to receive a product like Drenched in the Spirit, you are blessing prison inmates by enabling us to send them my book, The Captivity Series. We have received thousands of testimonies about how inmates were totally transformed after reading this study. To date, we've given away over 300,000 free copies. With your help, we can do even more.
Drenched in the Spirit is a collection of Katie's four favorite soaking albums. With your gift of $35 or more, Katie will send you Drenched in the Spirit four-disc set. And know that part of every gift goes towards providing books for prisoners in desperate need of hope and healing. Go online to katiesouza.com and click on the store tab to order today.
Are you dealing with financial difficulties, suffering from a physical disorder, or going through the breakup of a relationship? If there's any area in your life that needs healing, then Drenched in the Spirit is for you. I put my top four most powerful soul-soaking discs together in this one set, and they have the power to address every issue you're facing. So no matter what you're battling, no matter how difficult it seems, these discs will cause you to get your breakthrough.
Drenched in the Spirit will bring healing to your wounded soul. Listen to Katie decree the word of God over you, set to beautiful background music. Drenched in the Spirit can be yours with a gift of $35 or more. Soak to this collection and get your soul healed today. Go online now with your gift at katiesouza.com.
I'm believing that as you continue to watch these programs and really press in during our prayer times, that you will prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. See you next week.